everything. I bow myself at your feet. I yield my heart and my mind. I give you my heart back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. And become the king of glory in my soul. I give you my will. I give you my mind. And today I present my body as a living sacrifice. As a living sacrifice. As a living sacrifice. As a living sacrifice. Do whatever you want to do with me, God. As a living sacrifice. Do whatever you want to do with me, God. As a living sacrifice. As a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to you. It is my reasonable service for all that you've done for me. For me. For me. It's me again, God. It's me again, Jesus. I'm here. I'm here in your presence. I'm not worthy of your glory. I'm not worthy, but I'm here. I'm not worthy, but I came. I came because you said I can come boldly to the throne. I'm here at the mercy seat, Jesus. Hear my cry. Hear my cry. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Are you here? Because I'm here. I know you're here. Because you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. You said, if I made my bed in hell, that you would be there. And if I rise above the clouds, there I would find you too. You said in your word that, lo, you would never leave me nor forsake me. That's holy.
your hand up. When you put your hand up, you're going to stick your hand into the kingdom. He's there.
Because my God replacing, putting things together again. So many of you, my God, your mic feels those. Say, Pastor, I'm a little out of whack right now. Well, that's okay. That's fine. Amen. And it's good because God began to put some things together, put some things back together again. Amen. I just thank God for once again that we coming together and we communing again. We're going to bless the Lord. This is night two of Explosive Prayer Life. Hopefully you've been tuning in the morning time. My God, with our evangelist, my God, elect Nita for commanding and having authority of your morning. It's been a blessing to speak positive, positive, positive. Amen. Right about now, you know, if many of you, you might be experiencing some warfare. This is the number one thing that the enemy will want to fight the saints of God. It ain't nothing about your shouting, your preaching, and it's not nothing about how well accurate you could see into somebody's life. Amen. But once an individual begin to get an information that's going to cause a paradigm shift in their life, now you got a problem. Now the enemy got a problem because he know now you're going to start selling into the things of God. You're going to start growing. You're going to start maturing because one thing the enemy know, he cannot mess with somebody that is mature or somebody that is growing into the things of God. He always get the immature saints and get them on their toes. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, or 50 years in the game. It doesn't have anything to do with your maturity, how long you've been as a Christian or how long you've been serving God. Amen. Your maturity has a lot to do with into the things of God. I just want to take the minute because I'm about ready to jump in. I'm in that vein, you all. I'm ready to jump in. But I want to take a minute to acknowledge our families and friends all over the world. I thank God for you all for tuning in to the broadcast. It's a blessing for you to come in and sit at the table. Amen. And I thank you all, even on yesterday, how you said that many things that helped you. Amen. But I'm telling you, have to tune in all week. Because from yesterday, even from today, even from tomorrow, it's all going to make sense by Friday. Amen. We're going to put this thing together like we are constructing a home and we're constructing a house. I'm about ready to jump into it. I got a good little ways to get into it and go to work into this thing, my God, and I got a short time to get there. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask the Lord to bless tonight. go ahead and bless tonight. And as we come together, and as we come together into the things of God, God, go ahead and bless tonight, bless the broadcast. I want you to go ahead and shut off your TVs. If you don't work real, you don't have a rough day at work or rough day out, I want you to just go ahead and settle down, amen, because I don't want you to miss, my God, I don't want you to miss any information that's going to help you to excel into the next phase in your life, in the next phase in your prayer life, amen, because I want you to walk into prayer, walk into different things. You don't need me as a man of God or somebody that walks in the gift. You don't need me to try to come and pray for things that you could pray for, amen. You don't need me to come in your life and try to prophesy to things that in your life that you can prophesy for yourself. Everyone that is listening on this line, amen, you already have some authority and you already have dominion over the life that God gave you. Understand that life that you have, you wake up in the morning, that body that you're in, God gave you the responsibility to take care of it. God gave you the responsibility, even when it comes to what you put inside of you, natural and also spiritual. Scripture declares that study to show thyself approved. It ain't talking about you trying to show yourself for everybody else, or you're going to try to show how intelligent that you is for everybody else. It's talking about thyself, amen. You got to understand, especially building, we building an effective and a successful prayer life, you got to look at yourself, because many times, my God, I'm pretty sure that we all on here, we could testify that there have been times in our life to where, my God, you didn't have no one else to turn on to. You couldn't do nothing but turn to the Lord. Why? You tried it. You had different things that came up, different bills came up. You didn't know how this going to work out, how that going to work out, how this going to come. And the only thing that you could have turned, the only person you could turn to is who? The Lord. I'm pretty sure you don't been through that season where you call friends up, you call family up, you call, my God, mothers and parents, and you look for this one, and you look for that one, and it seems like everybody is tapping out, my God, well, showing you. So who have you turned to? Is turned to the Lord. But watch this. What if that us have to turn to the Lord in situation? What if we could just stay turned towards him? I'm going to say that again. What if other than we have to turn to the Lord for situation, for certain things that happen in our life, and for certain things, for prayer, for healing, for different things that happen that goes on? What if we could just stay towards him, stay in the prayer of him, stay in the will of him? What if we don't have to turn no more and we could just stay in the face or stay in the present, other words, stay in the will of God, amen? You stay in the will of God. This is a place to where your thoughts, amen, before you even think it, God already move it. I don't know if you ever had that experience, amen, before, when you thought of something, that as soon as you thought that you need something, amen, here comes a spouse or here comes somebody bringing the very thing that you thought of, and you ain't said anything, amen. Even sometimes you could finish each other's thoughts. Sometimes me and my wife, we have that chemistry like that, and she'll been on thought about something, and I've been on said it, or been on did it, or I've been on thought about something, she'll been on said it, she'll been on said did it. Well, that's the same vein that we want to roll in with the Spirit of the Lord, amen? Because why? We want to be successful. Now, we got to look at this thing that we talked about on yesterday, amen? We talked about on yesterday looking at ourselves, looking at our issues. Why? Because we don't want to break, because if you don't deal with your issues at the beginning, you best believe you're going to deal with it sometime down the road. My God, everything that is covered, everything that is dark, it's going to be a season where it's going to be uncovered. It's going to be a season to where light going to come on the darkness. What's in the dark, you're going to enter into a season that eventually it's going to come into a light. That's why you got to empty yourself out. Scripture declares, my God, stripping yourself naked before God phase. Amen. We don't need to wait for the 30 and 40 years down the road. My God, some of you in your ministry, now you still trying to deal with stuff that you should have dealt with when you once got saved. You should have dealt with before you, as you was entered into the relationship with Christ. Well, it's never too late. I thank God for life and breath and strength. It's never too late. Amen. Some of us need to go back to the beginning and begin to expose ourselves. And once we begin to expose ourselves to the Lord, every issue that we have. Guess what? You are letting the enemy know that it's no part in me that is covered. So you don't have no weapons over me. You don't have anything that is going to affect me, because it's no part in my life, my God, that it is covered. Amen. Only thing that the enemy can have, enemy that have success over individuals' life, is the things that you're trying to keep secret. It's the things that you're embarrassed about, things that you're boasting about, things that you're trying to get keep secret. Paul put it as what we talked about last night. He will not boast. It's like a thorn in his side. Even though God's showing him a revelation, even though God is doing things, he said, I will not boast, even though I got a thorn in my side. And I pleaded to the Lord three times, God, take this away, take this away, take this away. This is the realm to where you got to understand being delivered and being set free. You got to hear me on this. Being delivered and being set free. Many of you are delivered from issues, but you're not set free. Amen. Even though you're delivered, my God, that doesn't mean you're not going to have some days to where you are fighting with temptation. Amen. Being delivered just simply means, my God, I'm able to overcome my situation or my weakness, and my weakness is not going to be able to conquer me. My weakness is not going to be able. Now I have the strength. I have the stamina. I have the authority to conquer my weakness. Amen. That's what Paul was talking about. My Paul said, and God said in the word with Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient in the midst of your weakness. Amen. And Paul had to say, I had to come in content with myself in my weakness, in my circumstances. Why? Because at the end of the day, I have the power now to control whatever issues that is in my life. I have the power now to rebuke whatever issues that comes up in my life. I don't have to submit to temptation. Now, at the end of the day, I'm controlling the ship. The ship is not controlling me. Amen. This is something that I share with the body of Christ. The difference between as me as a man of God and as individuals that is trying to, my God, get to know God and want to get to know God better. Only difference that I have with them, I just answer the call, but I'm learning every day, or I have great improvement every day to deal with my circumstances and don't let them control me. I control it. Y'all hear me? You got to allow your circumstances, my God, you got to control your circumstances. Don't allow it control you. You control it. You deal with it. Amen. And that's what Paul had to come into the realization of it. So now, once we done made identified and we done identify our situation, identified our witness, now, my God Almighty, we really need to go. We really want to find out more about God. Amen. This is the place to where we have to build a foundation. Now, this is the very important part to your prayer life. It is the foundation. And you got to be careful in this stage here. And many of us, my God, because what we did not know, amen, we are a product, or we was affected by. You have to be very careful in the point of your foundation, or the laying out your foundation, amen. Because if your foundation is contaminated, you got to understand that you're going to be, your grounds, your movement, your everything is going to be contaminated, because you're going to build everything on top of your foundation. Amen. I've never seen a foundation was for reverse. The foundation is the roof, and the roof is the foundation. No. The foundation is the solid piece that you're going to build the house on. And if the foundation is not correct, and this is why we had to deal with the issues at the beginning, because if the foundation is contaminated, not correct, you got to understand, you always go back to the beginning. When you go through certain things, you go through certain things in life, you go through certain trials, certain different things that you probably push through and whatever, you always come back to your foundation. You always go back, no matter how high you try to go, my God, or how prosperous or how wealthy you get, you're going to eventually come back to what? That foundation. That foundation of prayer, that foundation of what you believe, that foundation of your faith, that foundation you're going to come back to. This is why it's very important. You got to make sure that your foundation, we are not going to be able to build correctly if the foundation is shaky, if the foundation is wavery, if the foundation don't have to have the proper support or the proper structure to hold, my God, God Almighty, the form of what is getting poured into your life. If not, my God, you're going to be all over the place. Prayer life is going to be all over the place. This is why it's so many people now, instead of they tapping into what God placed inside of them, they tapping into another man, another prophet, another apostle, another this individual, that individual. So we having a lot of individuals instead of them tapping into the God that is the God that is dwelling in them, we trying to tap into a God that is dwelling into a man or into a woman. Y'all hear me? So now we have millions of people or a whole bunch of people that have been church hurt. Church hurt here, church hurt there. Because why? They foundation from the beginning when it was getting poured into, it got corrupted. They didn't realize that the foundation was corrupted or what was being poured into them or who was pouring into them had some issues going on until further down the road, until the house was built. This is where the peoples of God get frustrated. You get frustrated in this phase of the foundation because many of us understood how to, we don't tear the foundation down, demolish it. I don't been through this leader. I don't went through that leader. It seems like everybody's corrupt. It seems like everybody got a problem. It seems like everybody is wrong. So now we got frustrated. We tired because I don't want to be on no more. I don't want to deal with this no more. My God, it's not what God is trying to bring into your life. It's your foundation, darling. It's your foundation, brother. It's your foundation, sister. Because if you already had somebody to pour in your foundation and they got a spirit of rebellion, a spirit of Jezebel, they got a spirit cannot be submissive, they got a spirit that they don't want to listen about it, unteachable. Because when we all come to Christ, we are already energized. We ready. When that first, my God Almighty, when the Holy Spirit hits you first and you don't came into your life, that's the most exciting time of your life. You telling everybody about Jesus. You telling everybody, my God, and you're walking to your salvation. Amen. But you just didn't know, my God, God delivering somebody tonight. You just didn't know who that you was connected to. Amen. Whoever that individual that you was connected to, amen, that their foundation was contaminated, and you didn't know that it can impart into your foundation as your foundation is being poured. My God, I declare and decree tonight that somebody's going to rip back up their foundation. You're going to lay them beams. You're going to lay that foundation. You're going to form that structure of your prayer life all over again, but this time it's going to get poured right. This time it's going to get built right in the name of Jesus, because you didn't know, amen, now you're cautious. This is where even pouring into the foundation, the saints of God, we have trust issues. We got trust issues now. It's not because we came in the thing with trust issues. We want to trust somebody. We want to believe somebody. That's why many of us turn towards the church, amen. If anybody I can believe, it's the church. If anybody I can trust, is who? It's the church. If anybody I believe that they ain't going to lie to me, they ain't going to hoodwink me, they ain't going to try to crook me, they ain't going to do all this stuff with me, it is who? It is the church. So now you put all your trust into who? You put all your trust, not in the church, but into a man or into the woman, and you don't forgot all about God. See, you got to build your foundation on the Spirit of God. This brings me into my chapter. This brings me into the scripture of the Bible that I'm going to be talking about or build, my God, tonight on. It's Matthew 16 and 13 all the way down, my God, I think to about 17. Many of you already know this, my God, this story. When God came to the disciples and asked these disciples a question, he says, who do people say that I am? Who do people say that the Son of Man is? Amen. So at the beginning of your life, when you're pointing foundation, you're trying to find yourself. Many people trying to find themselves at the beginning. This is where the very secret or very tedious walk of your prayer life begin to start. Your prayer life is begin to start at this stage. And many of our prayer life was formed by at the beginning, and now it calls a depra or calls some parts of our prayer life to have some issues, to have some problem. Well, it's dealing with the foundation, because at the end of the day, when you came to God, you got to understand, you got to have a made up mind. It's not the time to to be all demon-proof and be warfare-proof. I remember I was with this ministry for about 12 years, 13 years, and all they talked about, man, if you upset, it's a demon. If you looking, you sad, you got a demon. If you upset, they made you angry, it's a demon. Everywhere you look, it's a devil. I never heard the body of Christ, or I never heard so many devils in the body of Christ. Well, God, well, we don't even speak at, we don't speak the name of God or speak the name of the angels more than we speak about devil. We know more about devils than we know more about the angel. I'm trying to figure out, are we going to heaven or are we going to hell? Amen. We could describe all these names with the devil. This is a devil name. This is a spirit name. This is that name. This is that name. That's a spirit of lust. That's a spirit of rebellion. That's a spirit of Jezebel. That's a drug spirit right there. That alcohol spirit. Come on out of here. My God, that's a tongue speaking, wrong speaking spirit, spirit of error, spirit of this. But how many of us could come to the throne room and start naming the angel, the cherubim? How many of us could come and name more angels than we know more devils? See, this is where the problem don't happen into the church. We want to show more power, my God, pertaining to how many devils we could beat up. But let me tell you, and I tell our church this all the time, baby, it's not your defense can win the game. It's your offense can win the game, because my offense is already with Christ Jesus. Your offense needs to be with who? The Lord. Because in a time of trouble, you want to be able to call on who? The Lord. You want to be able to call on who? The Lord. I declare and decree that many of you, your vocabulary is going to begin to change. Your vocabulary, how you pray, what you pray for, even in your warfare, is going to begin to change, because your warfare, my God Almighty, it's already won, my God, because as scripture declares, my God, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence taken by force. I declare and decree that on tonight, as you begin to pour your foundation for your prayer life to have an explosive prayer life, now you're going to begin to pour with the relationship of God. You're going to begin to pour, understanding what's going on in heaven, understanding what's going on, my God Almighty, what God is up to. Now this is the problem. I'm feeling this. This is the problem with the world is having with the church, even into now. Now they're looking at, where is the prophet? Who did a prophet sing this? Did a prophet sing that? Did a prophet sing this? Well, I don't want to pause the world for a minute, and I want to pause the body of Christ for a minute. Are you the one that you say that you could see God blessings coming in your life? Are you the one that said that you could see God healing coming in your life? Are you the one that is keeping your life, your prayer life covered? You're keeping your wall covered? Are you the one that is also saying that, my God, God is not going to allow things sneak up on you? Are you the one that could discern the devil, that when he sneak up on you, you could discern devils in the people? You could discern who out there to kill you? I never seen the body of Christ, my God, they could discern witches and warlocks so much, but you couldn't even discern COVID-19, and you don't have to be a prophet. I'm just talking about having a relationship with God. So we need to get out of, my God Almighty, the name calling and the name pointing. Why? That's the foundation. That foundation is polluted. The foundation is corrupted. Now the foundation. So now when you speak from the place of the foundation, now you're having all kinds of warfare. It seems like nothing ain't answering because it's contaminated. You got to understand something, saints of God, tonight. Anything that is contaminated in your life, the enemy has jurisdiction to come mess with it. He has jurisdiction to come touch it. You best believe that. He has jurisdiction, my God Almighty. If it's jacked up, messed up, my God, he has jurisdiction. This is where you empty out yourself always. Let me finish this foundation. So the scripture declares, we know what is, my God, as it said, and they said, watch this, verse 14, and they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. Watch this, 15 says, he said to them, but who do you say I am? See, this is where, my God, you don't have to wait 30 years to find out who you are in God. You don't have to wait the 40 years to find out who you are in Christ. This is your foundation now. This is your foundation to understand who you are. The first thing you're going to understand before you understand that you are a servant, and before
before you understand your calling, you're going to understand that you're a child of God. Y'all about to hear me. I'm the child of the Most High, and I need to recognize my brothers and my sister. This is where maturities begin to start or begin to take seed form, because you'll look at your brother and sister, regardless if they in error, regardless if they wrong, you'll look at them, well, God got some good children, and he got some disobedient children. At the end of the day, I can't put my mouth on her, I can't put my mouth on him, because at the end of the day, we still owe God children. This is where, can God trust you? My God, regardless if they talk about you, regardless if they want to jab on you, regardless if they want to put you or slander your name, can God trust you? Still pull the best out of somebody. Well, let me help you right quick. Some of us say, well, Pastor, I know that might be a problem. Well, baby, let me tell you, the reason why it's a problem, your foundation is contaminated. It don't have to be contaminated with the things of the church. It could be contaminated what you brought in for the world. What you talking about, Pastor? Well, the things that we dealt with on Monday, the things that you had inside of you, you still had other issues inside of you. You still dancing with the devil inside of you. Now you still want to hold on to certain things and bring it over here into new wine, into a new life, into a new place with God. And now you finding out, my God, I'm worshiping God, but I'm still trying to get hood. Y'all hear me? I'm praising God, but I'm realizing I still got some hood up inside of me. I'm praying unto God, but soon as I get off the floor in prayer, soon sister roll her eyes at me, I'm able to cuss her out. Y'all better hear me tonight. I'm able to tell her off. My God, I say God dwells inside of me, but yet I still cannot show love every now and then. I can't show love and peace and kindness. Why? Because my foundation was corrupted, my God, from the beginning. I had some things in my foundation that it wasn't right. This is why many people sometimes say, well, brother, it's the devil. Well, sister, it's the devil. Baby, it's your foundation. It was what was poured at the beginning when you came over to Christ. It was poured for individuals that you could find it in, that you listened to, that you allow poured into you, that you really didn't know that they wasn't qualified. Can I say that again? I know I'm making somebody mad, but that's okay. But we all need to be delivered. My God, that somebody poured into you that you did not know that they wasn't qualified. So don't feel bad or don't feel upset if you got to rip that foundation up and get it formed a correct way. I ready to do it now, my God Almighty, while the blessings of God is coming into my life and things is working, because at the end of the day, I want to have an explosive prayer life. Let's look at this right quick. I'm feeling this right quick. I'm feeling this. He said, but who do you say I am? Amen. But watch this. Simon Peter said something very profound. He said, you are the Christ. My God. Pastor, what is this? What does this have to do with the foundation? Well, who do you say? He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Baby, I'm telling you, the first thing that you need to know, that you are a son and a daughter of the living God. Don't worry about trying to be this grandiose preacher, this grandiose apostle, and trying to get up under somebody. First thing you have to be is a son of God, because your gift or that an anointing on your life doesn't sustain you. It's your relationship with God. If God could take all this away from me, let him. But please don't take away my right being your son, being your daughter, being just a child of God. That's the most powerful part of the prayer right here. This is the powerful key of prayer, because when I enter into the gates of God, I'm entering into a gate of God with his DNA. Can I say that again? I'm entering into the gates of God with his DNA. I'm not entering the gates with a double DNA, with demonology. I'm entering the gates with the Father's DNA. You got to hear me, my God. I'll say that again. I enter into the courts of God. I enter into the prayer of God with his DNA. When a child is born from the mother, my God, when the father put the seed, my God, into the mother, and the mother give birth to the child, the child has the DNA father, and also it has the DNA of the mother. You want in your foundation the DNA of God. This ain't the time to get a DNA of man or DNA of somebody else. It's the time to get a DNA of God. Many people don't back backslide. And I want to speak just for a brief shortly. If you don't lose faith, if you don't backslide, if you don't gave up because of somebody in the church, my God, because of somebody or a leader, I don't care who it is. Baby, let me tell you something. You got a problem because at the beginning of your foundation, you didn't pour the foundation with the DNA of God. You had the DNA of somebody else because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, if I have to cut ties over here, if I got to cut the relationship over here, I cannot cut God. I cannot cut my DNA. Y'all, buddy, you cannot cut your DNA out of you. You cannot stop the DNA that is running in your veins, that is running all in you. You got to have the DNA of God. This is what gives you the access in the kingdom. It's not because I'm a prophet. It's not because I'm a bishop. It's not because I'm a prophet, apostle. It's not because I'm a pastor or an evangelist. It's because I'm a son. It's because I'm a daughter of God. This is what gives me my right and my jurisdiction to go into the throne room of God, go into the heavens of God. So my foundation, my God, has to get poured right. Watch this, my God. He said, you are, in verse 16, Matthew 16 and 16, it says, you are, my God, the Christ, the Son of the living God. My God, I don't think I'm going to finish this tonight. I don't know. My God, he said, you are the Son of the living God. You notice he ain't worried about saying you are the prophet that healing people. You are the man of God that blessing a lot of people. No, you are the Son of the living God. You are the Son of the living God. That's the first identity that you need to recognize you in. Many people is trying to find themselves now. Some of you, my God, that is listening on the side of my voice, you trying to find yourself. God, what gift do I have? If I'm a prophet, if I'm an evangelist, if I'm a pastor, well, let me tell you something. Reason why God probably ain't revealed it to you yet, because he wants you to understand the first identity. It's your DNA. Your DNA is the son or the child of God, because regardless if you pick up a title of a work title or have a title over you, if you don't got the DNA of a son or a daughter of God, you will, my God Almighty, eventually be corrupt. Y'all about to hear me? My God Almighty. So let me keep going. Let me keep going. And he says, Jesus after him, he said, blessed are you, Simon. My God, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Notice what he said. Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. See, now this is where in our foundation, and this is our foundation right here, having a relationship with God. Y'all about to hear me? My God, having your own relationship with God, understanding your relationship with who? With God. See, so many of us still trying to have a relationship off of somebody else, where we trying to have a relationship off of God. I'm glad that you could quote Apostle Paul's words. I'm glad that you could quote Job's words. Though you slay me, but yet I tarry. I'm glad that you could quote Book of Noah. I'm glad you could tell about Noah's story. I'm glad that you could tell us, my God, and break it down so profound about David and Goliath and how David cut the Philistine and cut his head off. I'm glad that you could come and give me some insight. I'm glad of all that. But at the end of the day, do you have a relationship with God? Can I talk to somebody tonight? My God, because I'm sorry, brothers. I'm sorry, sister. If you got a relationship with your gift is not going to do anything but take you so far. But if you want to go and have an explosive prayer life, your foundation has to be a relationship with God, a relationship to where you understand your place as a son and as a daughter. This is where your jurisdiction, authority, and your jurisdiction right comes from. It's not coming from, I'm just a servant or I'm a minister of God. No, baby, I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. It's not just coming from because I'm an apostle or I'm a prophet. No, baby, I'm a son of God. Because when I'm a son of God, I can enter into certain courts. I can enter in certain parts of heaven. My God, when I'm a son of God, my father going to come off the throne room and be concerned about what is my needs. My father in heaven is not going to leave me out there to dry. When I'm a son Son of God, the words and the promise of God, my God, they become real in my life. When you're a daughter of God or a son of God, now you operate in your jurisdiction right. You don't have to wrestle with no devil, because now the devil understands sonship right here. Did the devil look at the demons, look at Jesus? They screamed out as he approached them, and they say, no, no, it's not the time yet. Can you cast us into the swine? Because why? The Son of God is walking into the room and walking into a situation. Baby, I declare and decree, my God Almighty, after tonight, when you pour your foundation and you begin to strengthen up your relationship with God, it's not about what men said. It's not about reading a third party and let my relationship come from a third party. But between you and God, I declare and decree that you're going to have an intimate session with the Lord thy God tonight. I declare and decree, I'm going to show up, Jireh gonna show up, Yahweh gonna show up in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. I hope I help y'all with this foundation. It's so much to get here. My God, tomorrow I gotta get ready to go. My God, but tomorrow I got to teach you about something, because many people still trying to get delivered over something where they need to start understanding. Baby, it's time for you to maintain your foundation, because even though your foundation is poured, and you pour it with righteousness, and you pour it with the love of God, you pour it with the fruits of the Spirit, you pour it with everything that you know about God, you poured with the intelligence of understanding the kingdom, you poured with the knowledge, my God, that dwells in the kingdom of God, and my God, you poured with the Father himself, with the Holy Ghost himself, you poured, my God, with the things of heaven, not with the things of demonology, but you poured with the things of heaven, and because you poured with heaven, my God, the things with heaven, but baby, it still comes to a time where you got to, man, you got to keep the foundation managed. Y'all hear me? You got to keep the foundation manicured. You got to tend to the foundation to make sure the foundation, my God, stay right and no seeds or anything don't drop in the foundation to cause the foundation be corrupted. My God, I'm going to pause it right there, because I'm going to pick up from that place on the tomorrow. Saints of God, my God, regardless of what you're going through, don't beat yourself up no more. My God, don't beat yourself up, regardless if you're a leader, your pastor, whoever you are. Some things is just because I just didn't get the correct or accurate information. It doesn't have anything to do with my passion or my love for God. Because my passion and my love for God, I'm still here with God. But I understand tonight I need God to reconstruct my foundation. I need my foundation to be reconstructed. Because some things in my life, I don't polluted my foundation. I caused my foundation to be polluted because I refuse to let this go. I refuse to let the cares of what people think about me to go. And because I poured in my foundation, I'm a leader now. I'm a preacher now. I'm a pastor now. I'm still worrying about what people think. I'm still worrying about what they got to say about me. I'm still allowing their face expression to intimidate me. So God, if we got to rip this up tonight, God, I'm ready to rip it up. Rip it up in the name of Jesus. Rip it up, God, because before this quarantine is over, and when I come back on the scene, I'm coming back on the scene with a paradigm shift on happening in my spirit, happening into my life, and everybody that comes in contact with me, comes in contact with the sound of my voice, come in contact with me, God, they're going to elevate, their spirit of life going to grow, if things going to happen, they're going to be delivered. It's because that is my jurisdiction right as a son and as a daughter of the Most High. I'm going to walk into my authority. My authority don't have anything to do with because I'm a pastor, or bishop, or apostle. That's for the edification and the edifying of the church. But my authority has something to do with because I got your DNA. I'm walking into your DNA. I have the DNA of you all in my veins, because you must establish that in your word. You say you made us in your likeness and also in your image. So therefore, if I'm in your likeness, in your image, I have your DNA. In the name of Jesus, I feel the presence of God. The DNA of your Father, of your God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost.
I have a few minutes. I want our ministers to go ahead and press one. That praying for tonight. Go ahead and press one on your phone. Hallelujah. If you already pressed one, great. But I feel the Holy Ghost. We have to reestablish and readdress our relationship with God, many of us. Because some of us, because we came into the relationship, we contaminated the relationship. It wasn't the devil that contaminated the relationship, because the devil doesn't have no jurisdiction rights to come into my relationship that I have with God. He don't have no jurisdiction right to intervene into the relationship that you have with God. But because we bring in the things, the various things that God says, I need you to get rid of, I need you to leave it alone, you're going to pollute your foundation. You're going to pollute the various things. Then now when you come into my courts, I got to send you back to deal with your foundation, to deal with what you allow to come in to corrupt that solid foundation. The Bible declares that Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The question is, if you got hell, you got so much hell coming in your life, what's in your life you're allowing to prevail against it? What's in your life that you're allowing to prevail? What's in your foundation? It's not in the walls. It's not in, my God, your walls, or it's not in the rooms or how many areas you can pray in. It's your foundation. Because it said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. God bless you, Minister Harris. Can you pray for them, their relationship with God? God bless you, daughter.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, you are awesome. You are amazing. You are the beginning and the end. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy
Hallelujah.
Of all our love, our respect,
yes.
our honor, and our praise, Lord. You are our strong tower,
Hallelujah.
Our deliverer, our refuge, and our strength, Lord. Hallelujah. And
yes,
we thank
yes.
you, Lord Jesus. And you, God, we put our confidence and our trust, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to be closer to you,
Hallelujah.
God. We want to be in your presence each and every day, Lord. Help us create a
That's
heart
about
of pure strength, Lord. If there is anything in our heart that is not of you, God, we ask that you remove it right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Anything in our heart, Lord, that's not of you, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you remove it right now, Lord Jesus. Any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any worry, any stress, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you remove it right now, Lord. We
yes,
love
Lord.
You, God,
yes,
and we trust you, God. We thank you. Thank you for another day, Lord. Another
yes,
day
God.
To right our
yes,
wrongs.
God.
Another day to be near you, Lord. You are a merciful God. Help us to be attentive to your call, Lord. Help us to understand
yes,
your
God.
Word and the work you have set aside for us, Lord Jesus. Open the eyes
yes,
of our hearts so that we may see the many blessings that you bestowed upon us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Walk
Hallelujah.
With us, Father, and take us to new levels where we can experience the outpour of your love, Lord, and mercy.
Yes,
we hunger
yes.
for the things of you, Lord. We believe in you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for giving us what we need, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us the things that we want, Lord Jesus. We thank you for, Lord Jesus. We just
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
According to your will,
Amen.
It shall be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Deshawn.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, intercede for our relationships.
Father God, I pray to you today to take over the building of my life so your glory can
yes.
be seen in every aspect of my life. Father God,
yes.
I pray for your grace
yes.
to build on.
Hallelujah.
Father God, for your grace to build on
yes.
no other foundation but the foundation of Christ. God, you
yes.
are the foundation of my life, and you are the foundation
yes.
of my church. Father God, I
yes.
pray to you to wipe out every mark of failure, rejection,
yes.
disappointment,
yes.
physical or
yes.
mental weakness be removed
yes.
immediately.
Yes.
Father God,
yes.
I pray you help me be grounded daily.
Yes.
That
yes.
I'm grounded daily and that I'm firmly rooted in your word
yes.
so I can withstand the storms of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. I say these ministers for their prayers. Faith of God, it is very powerful for you to understand and really examine your foundation. If you got to rebuild, so what? So what? At least you can rebuild it right this time, and it's going to be explosive. So re-examine your foundation, re-examine your relationship, re-examine what causing you, my God, causing hell to prevail against it, and re-examine to make sure you understand, you know that you're carrying the DNA of your father, you're carrying the DNA of Abba. Amen. Listen, we're going to be right back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. Walking in the authority of your morning, commanding it. I want you to be on for you to keep speaking those things and keep speaking these things into past. Then tomorrow, we're going to be right back on. We're going to go into another realm, into another area. We're going to build this thing. I'm telling you, before this week is out, you're truly going to understand, my God, to have a dynamic prayer life. Amen. Amen. So now we dealt with the foundation. We dealt with the land clearing on Monday. We dealt with the recognizing, understanding our stuff inside of us. Now we dealt with the foundation today. We dealt with the foundation and having a solid foundation. On tomorrow, we're going to start the framework and start building our prayer life. You don't want to miss it, amen. And I'm telling you, you still don't want to miss Evangelist Led. Neither, amen, as we come in and walk in the authority of our morning, speaking those things, my God, into existence for it to come to pass in our life. Families, friends, I'd like to thank our international brothers and sisters. I thank God for you because you're coming in by thousands and you're listening. And I thank God that I'm giving you something that we can help you regardless of what part in the body of Christ that you are in. So we thank God for you all. My God, I want you to go on. My God, all of us need to go and just meditate into the things of the Lord. Let the Spirit of God begin to feed you. Let the Spirit of God begin to minister to you. Let the Spirit of God begin to revive and strengthen you. I know I need it. Amen. And I'm pretty sure you do it. Until this time tomorrow morning, you'll be blessed in Jesus' name.
I destroy everything.